Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 1st, a culinary celebration featuring Lydia Bastianich, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Tickets are now available at stmartin.edu/gala.
Hey, Nance, if that last article I read of yours about Chef Maria Hines is any indication, it looks to me like you're getting your nerve up to start eating healthy. I want to know two things. One, is this true? And two, can I watch?
Stein, you know what? I really have to get healthy because I'm falling apart here.
Hey.
Which, it's funny, this is what Maria Hines told me. So here's a woman. She's 41 years old. She has three restaurants. She works like a dog, but she works out like one too. I mean, she's a heavy-duty worker outer. She realized that it wasn't helping. Her body was starting to fall apart, and she needed to do one more thing. So she started paying attention to nutrition. And you know that generally I talk the talk, but I never walk the walk, right?
Well, it's not for me to say a thing like that, Nancy.
But
it is for you, though.
It is. And I, you know, I'd like to think I have a lot more life left in me, as she has. And she made some very good suggestions, which I wrote about in Sunday's fitness issue of the Pacific Northwest magazine. She eats breakfast every day. You and I have talked about this before. I'm not a breakfast eater.
I am.
But very important to do that. Obvious stuff. Eat small portions frequently. And she suggests packing not only lunch, but snacks, so that when you're starved out of your gourd during the day, you have something healthful to eat. She uses these little mason jars. She'll say she'll make a big batch of smoothies and then break them down into little mason jars and put them with these plastic lids that you can buy and just fit them into a little cooler. Vegetables, fresh fruit. Right now, there's so much gorgeous fresh fruit around. You can freeze that, turn it into a smoothie. She is really crazy for quinoa. Are you a quinoa fan, Stein?
You know, I've only had that stuff once, and I liked it a lot. I don't know why I haven't bought any more of it since then.
You definitely have to do it, because I had the best quinoa tabbouleh salad at PCC. I thought, really? I'm paying this much for this tiny little bit? Forget it. Can I make this? Fortunately, they have the recipe online. So I've been making that for quite some time now. It's just delicious. So she uses quinoa and makes Moroccan spices with harissa and mint, and she cooks it in carrot juice, which of course makes it better. I make the PCC version. I cook it in a big batch, and then I add cucumbers and Roma tomatoes and fresh cilantro and mint and scallions. It's just delicious.
Well, I read the article, and I was struck by a couple of things in there that seemed like something that even I might try, especially that pureed cauliflower soup. That sounds like something good to use, and I would even try it, as she suggests, as instead of cream in a chowder.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, I think I will, you know, right after my my yoga class.
You're taking a yoga class, Stein? What kind of yoga is it?
Oh, it's lukewarm synchromesh yoga. You wear loose, comfortable clothing and then lie down.
In a fetal position, right?
Well, yeah, sometimes with my feet and sometimes just with my hands.
Well, stop it. So just remember, when you're doing that, what Maria Hines also suggested, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Keep a bottle with you and drink water, because when you think you're hungry, you're probably just thirsty.
Oh, that's a good tip. With KPLU food commentator Nancy
Keen on quinoa.
Ooh, good one. Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.